Thank you. We have an amendment from yesterday that is to be addressed. Amendment 1A007, Org Unit 1040, Community Business Development Partners, and the authors are Supervisors Bowen and Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What is going around is, I don't know if it made its way this way, but what's going around is a same amendment, but it changes the words on line. I don't have numbers on here. In the middle of the page. Right. So instead of using the word bank, we're going to use the word financial institution. That would open it to a number of organizations that are business focused, and just like a MEDC or a WEDC, and development corporations that have funds to match county funds. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Private or public financial institutions or corporation in the language. So it's more lenient, more flexible for the department to find a partner in the private or public sector to partner with us and bring more dollars to the table so that we can have more financing for small businesses. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And you moved approval.
And I do move approval. And I should also state Supervisor Jurczyk had concerns about the treasurer, and I did not incorporate that into this, but we can possibly get some insight from the treasurer on his perspective on this as well before the full budget is passed.
Okay. Director Tyler, I know you were part of the conversation yesterday.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge my conversation with Supervisor Bowen yesterday afternoon. Thanks so much for working on this. I think the only observation that we would like to make is that we will do our best efforts to find this funding. My only concern is that it's not quite aspirational, and I just got this in front of me right here now. It's not aspirational. It's rather specific, and I'd hate to put the program in jeopardy if we did not have success in raising that $25,000 from a private or public institution or corporation. So I think Supervisor Bowen and I talked about the possibility of maybe a foundation would be interested in helping us out along the way, and I think that's a good approach. It's a good change to this amendment. I just am concerned about us being able to find that match, number one, and then be able to find it in the time frame that is required. And I'm not sure if we got the program underway right now, you know, how that would jeopardize the program if we didn't have that $25,000 in funding. Again, I apologize. I just got a copy of the change. But if we got the program in place a month from now or 2 weeks from now, would we be able to roll it out not having this $25,000 in place? Those are my observations.
Thank you, Director Tyler. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can appreciate that we may not have an institution. However, part of the amendment is requiring a report to let us know what type of outreach was done and if we can assist in providing an institution. I got a couple in mind that may be interested. So let us know what you can do. We look forward to the monthly report, and we can discuss it there and go for there. So we just want to see what type of outreach has been done, what type of financial institutions may have denied us or said $25,000 is too much or whatever. But that's what the monthly report will provide, or next time we'll be able to discuss it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
You did say, Supervisor, that you had some, you're exploring some possibilities with respect to that $25,000. Is that what I just heard you implied?
Well, yes, I have an institution that I would like to present, Segway Bank and Trust, as as a possible opportunity. But like I said, I would like to see his outreach activities and see who they, who connections that, what connections they may have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
I'll see what Supervisor Jurczyk. I think we have the same question.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
I did ask Corp Counsel to kind of review this and see if there's a concern. The private or public financial institution.
I don't know if that resolves the problem of, you know, changing that for the word bank. My concern is, let's talk about the microloan fund. Who is the trustee for that fund? Who does the fiduciary oversight?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I don't have that documentation with me. I apologize. I would speculate to let you know, so that's not fair.
I mean, that's a concern in terms of oversight with regard to public monies. I would welcome a local bank participating in a program with us, but I want to know where the fiduciary responsibility is going to be.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, we've got the procedures in place. The institution would be administering and servicing the program. That's the expectation. Where the fiduciary responsibility lies, I suspect it's with that institution, but suspect doesn't count in this testimony, and I apologize. I wish I could do better, but I can't.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I continue to have the same concerns I had yesterday, which is, I just need to know where the oversight is. Is it with the controller's office? Where is the oversight?
The oversight, Chairman and supervisors, the oversight is within CBDP. Our procedures have been set up to provide that oversight with the institution.
Let me ask you this question: Is DAS comfortable with the language here? In terms of making sure that we provide the oversight with regard to the money. Is DAS satisfied with that?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if you're referring to this language, the answer would be yes. The concern I have as it relates to the language here, I'm still concerned about us being able to actually execute on the funding, and I'm unclear as to whether the institution, the financial institution or corporation, is it a, for instance, let's say there's a foundation that wants to help in community development and is willing to fund $25,000 into the program, but yet there's a separate and distinct bank that wants to administer it. Does this amendment accommodate that? I'm not sure whether the amendment is suggesting that there should be one institution that makes the contribution and then administers and services it. It's unclear to me here. But to your question, we're comfortable with the way that the microloan program was set up and the procedures that were established for that. For us to have the oversight with the institution and to manage that process. Yes, I am comfortable with that, DAS.
My vote will reflect that I'm going to rely on DAS to provide that oversight, and that was the concern I had. I mean, I think we all would want to do, encourage development and job promotion, which I think is what we're trying to do.
We would be pleased to report on a monthly basis or however it's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Stanford?
Thank you. I agree with Supervisor's Jersey's concerns. And I think, Mr. Tyler, you're going to get us a definite answer on that. So if you can, as far as the fiduciary responsibility, a definite who's definitely going to be responsible by the time it's time for full board vote, that'll be great. But I'd like to move approval right now, Supervisor Chairman, thank you.
Supervisor Bowen's already done that, so I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Very
much, sir. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with Supervisor Church's concerns. I think when it comes to oversight, usually when you have organizations or business organizations that do this type of work, they have their own boards. And again, the contract that will be made between Milwaukee County and those and that organization will ultimately have the parameters of how those funds will be used. So the oversight can be included in that process. I think there was another concern about the matching funds, and like Supervisor Stamper said, I agree. We should be able to reach out to some organizations in the community that do this type of work, that want to invest in this endeavor with Milwaukee County, ensuring that we are providing even more funds in addition to what we are investing into for small businesses. So we've waited about 11 months for the program to be a reality now. Surely we can wait a little bit longer to make a even better impact to grow the program. Thank you.
Well, I would say I'm making an editorial comment. I hope we don't have to wait too long, given what you just said about the 11 months wait. It should have been underway a long time ago. Supervisor Stamper and Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Tyler, did you have the answer to my question yesterday about where are we with the deadline as far as December? Do you have an answer for that? Are we at jeopardy of the money falling to the bottom line? If so, what caveats can we put in place in order to preserve this money to make sure it's implemented for these programs, the specific services?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, thanks for reminding me of that, Supervisor. And I did talk to our fiscal budget director to see how we might be able to manage that through an encumbrance of those funds. I know that he was also going to seek out some additional counsel, and he's avoiding me. But I think he's got an answer. I think that the bottom line is that he felt that we would be able to carry this forward into the next year, and he's going to tell you now how we're going to do that.
Okay. You ready, Josh?
I am, Mr.
Budget Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, sorry, I was confirming that what Don said is correct, and it is that those funds have been encumbered, so they'll not fall to the bottom line, and they'll be available next year, or
the funds are
now
encumbered, which means they do not fall to the bottom line.
Correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I just want, if you don't mind, I think I'm hearing you say you want to move forward with this amendment as it is, and I just want to tell you that we will do our level best to execute on this, but I also want to tell you that talking with Dr. Anthony yesterday afternoon, you know, we've been working on getting two potential administrators, institutions, to come together because we lost the last one, as we spoke about yesterday. He was pretty crisp in communicating to me that this requirement of $25,000 would preclude them from being potential candidates to manage this program. So the $25,000, if it's connected with that institution that's going to administer and service, and if it's connected with a specific deadline, I just fear that it runs the risk of getting this program underway.
Supervisor Stamper? I'm going to go to Schmidt, then Lipscomb.
This is the question we talked about yesterday, the same question that I don't think was answered. I thought Supervisor Jurczyk might ask that, too. Besides, I think the one we're talking about with DAS is responsibility, we're going to get an answer on that yet, too, correct? The question is, if we're going to, if for some reason this $25,000 and we broaden the scope now to bring someone in, and maybe someone's got an idea or Supervisor Stamper mentioned something, but is this, does nothing take place unless we secure that $25,000, and why are we going ahead then if it's contingent upon getting $25,000? Maybe we should be getting that first before we go ahead. It's
especially if we have it's encumbered, especially if we have more time to do something, maybe other things come along as well. I mean, the objective is to use this money wisely, okay? We're encumbering it, so we've accomplished all those goals, all right? And is this, you know, the philosophy of the $25,000 matching, is that hurting this overall process here? Is it necessary to have in here to make this go, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think that's a valid concern, and I do not want it to. So that's why I was going to see, with the outreach of this $25,000, what kind of response we received. I don't want it to be a hindrance. But if it's that, if that's the reality, then I would have to accept that, and then I would be open to a different alternative.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we're making it more complicated than it has to be. Perhaps it's a question of punctuation, but, you know, my reading of it, there does not seem to be a requirement that the $25,000 comes from that institution.
It's just to hold or manage.
Right. I mean, there's basically three things going on here. They're supposed to find a partner, which quite frankly, they're already supposed to do.
Right.
They're supposed to try to match some funds by March. There's no penalty for them doing it in May. Whenever they come up with a fund match from a foundation, from the partner, wherever they would find it, they're just being directed to try to increase the fund. And then the third major thing is that they're asked to start reporting to the committee on it because people are frustrated that there wasn't much activity. Other than that, their obligation to do this essentially was established when the money was first appropriated. And in fact, the approach that they're taking, or that's recommended, is the approach they're already taking, looking for an outside partner. It's the same approach they took with the $1 million Economic Development Fund. It's really not out of line with anything we've already done. I do have one question about it already being encumbered. I'm just trying to understand how that was accomplished when we had the same situation with the Economic Development Fund. I was told it wasn't encumbered until we reached an MOU with MEDC. So we were always told there were only two ways to do it. One was if the state statute allowed you to set up a trust, or whether you had a contractual obligation encumbering the funds. So I just question that.
Mr. Fudge?
That statement.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the funds have been encumbered so that we may, I'll look to maybe one of my staff to correct me if I'm wrong, so that we may deposit those funds once we've identified the institution, so that the funds are basically obligated, so that they will not fall to the bottom line, and then once the institution is identified, we can make the actual payment to the vendor. I just looked at this yesterday afternoon, and I believe that's basically the extent of it, and I don't know if there's anything to add.
All right. Well, perhaps offline someone can explain to me why we weren't able to do that same thing. We were in such a rush last year. We had to, before closing the books, we had to get the MEDC agreement, and there was no time to wait because unless we entered a contract, it was going to fall to the bottom line. But we can do that offline if we wish. Thank you.
And I'd be interested in that explanation too, because I'm still here getting frustrated. In as much as I heard what Supervisor Lipscomb said with respect to a comparable situation for the $1 million that eventually is now associated with the Market Economic Development Corporation. And I know that their question is related to the $25,000 as it relates to finding, identifying an institution. But on the other hand, we're almost at November, and the funds are obligated, and some of those funds could have gone out during 2013, and they did not. So I just want to make sure that I understand your concerns, Director Tyler, but I hope that there is fast understanding as to how this is to happen, particularly when in substance, in essence, nothing has changed with respect to this additional language. The funds are going to go somewhere, or the funds are going to be held by Milwaukee County, which I see what the amendment calls for, but without this additional language, what was to have happened last year is my question.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, what was to happen last year regarding the $100,000 microloan? By now, it would be up and running and issuing loans. That was what was to happen, right? So
and it didn't because of what reason? A reason?
I apologize.
It did not because of what reasons?
It did not because in July, by the time somewhere around July, we had in place a bank, North Milwaukee Bank, mm-hmm. That was prepared to move forward, and they had a change of management in, I'm going to say the July, August, and I apologize.
Yeah.
So after that, we had to go out and do another search for an institution that would be interested in doing this. And at this point, we've got two institutions that have expressed interest. I believe there's meetings next week with these institutions to get the program underway. But there was, in July, under the former leadership, they did some very good work in getting this program up and running and in place and had established a relationship with North Milwaukee Bank.
Okay.
North Milwaukee Bank had a change. So to Supervisor Lipscomb's point, I'm sorry because I just read this as we're going. So I think I'm hearing you say that we can work with one institution that handles the microloan program. We can do that right away. The $25,000 we don't need to raise. We just need to get that done by March 1st. I think it is. That's what I'm hearing you say. And then finally, it doesn't have to be with that particular institution. It could be with the Greater Milwaukee Foundation or whatever. And then the last question. So that's helpful. Again, I was reading this on the way here, and I think I've got clarity on that now. It's separate. It doesn't have to be together.
Okay, thank you.
And then I just want to make sure, is the $25,000, is the expectation, is that is debt or is that a gift? So is the expectation that we go find a check or do we go find a note, because that's unclear here as well. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say it says $25,000 in the amount of funds, so it could even be financing by a institution that they have in their reserves already. It could be a actual contribution from a foundation. There's a variety of different ways that could happen. And then I could also mention that previously an organization, even like MEDC, wouldn't be able to be approached to handle an opportunity like this. But now, since we're changing the language and it's not just a bank, and previously it looks like our experience were with two other traditional banks and the struggle in trying to get them to come to the table for this program, I think this gives us a lot more flexibility for that organization.
Okay. Supervisor and then we'll vote.
Okay. So let's vote on that.
All right, thank you. I just need this for clarification moving forward. How do you decide when to encumber funds versus when to provide it to a holding institution versus falling to the bottom line? How do you decide out of those three? And are there any more options? Are those the three? You can either fall to the bottom line, you can encumber it, or you can find a holding institution until we're ready to disperse the funds. So please explain that to me. And are there any other options besides those three?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, basically, you can choose to encumber it whenever you want or whenever you're ready to move forward. The funds were encumbered specifically so they would not fall to the bottom line and would be available to deposit into an institution that would manage this program. That could be done any time between January 1st and the comptroller's deadlines of early December. The other alternatives would be to create a trust fund for that funding, which I don't believe, and I'm not familiar with how it was included in the 13 budget. You know, you can direct us to create a trust fund and put it in there, and maybe that's an option for the future. Although these funds will already be kind of in the bank and being loaned out and received, so it probably isn't necessary for something like this. So really the encumbrance process to write the check, to put it in the bank for deposit, and then go from there is really the best option, and that's what's been done.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's good to know. But does the amount depend on whether we encumber or whether we need an institution like MEDC? Because I'm trying to understand why we wanted to use them and we could have just encumbered it.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the amount in this case was directed by the budget. So it said $100,000, so that's the amount that was placed in there.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the million. It was a million before.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm not that familiar with the million right. dollars. I'll have to look into it and get back to you.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you. I think it was before you.
The third option. You mentioned the encumbrance. You mentioned the trust fund. You didn't say three. Bottom line.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ready? And what?
Ready to go. We'll get your name.
Let's vote. Yep. Move on.
Yep.
Okay, are we clear?
Yes.
Let's vote. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A007 is approved.